This is WABF, and it's time now for Food for Thought, brought to you by Fairhope Living Magazine, your Friday talk show with Miss Elodia Arnold of Fairhope Living Magazine. Good morning, Elodia.
Good morning, Lori. How are you?
Great. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I'm so glad to be here this morning. Wow, it's been, you know, February is already here. Can't believe that. February 11th is already here.
I know.
Gosh, that means that February 15th is coming up right around the corner. That's this coming Tuesday. And that means it's our first opportunity for District 8, District 37, and District 36 to decide whether or not they want to have zoning. I want to revisit that. You know, the last couple of weeks we've had various different guests. On the show, we had Sean Graham and Clarice Hall Black. Clarice is the one that initiated the District 8 zoning. They came on the show. We talked a little bit about the positive aspects of having zoning and what that means. Then we talked with Abe Harper of Harper Technologies, and Abe brought a different perspective just from the state level of what zoning may mean and the overview of all of that. So I want to kind of wrap it up and revisit the interview that you had with Matthew Brown of the county earlier this week. And, you know, Matthew really explained it very well. And I just want to revisit that interview, and let's listen to that again for a little bit. And then we'll revisit the areas that people can go and vote. I have to say I'm very proud of our little community and the work that they have done in bringing this to light. It's really a very special opportunity for us to have our voices heard.
It was truly a grassroots effort.
Absolutely.
After residents on Lawrence Road and other areas of the county saw rapid development right in their peaceful part of the world, where it's been farmhouses and farms and homes, and they're seeing that rapidly change.
Absolutely. And you know, we can say what we want, but about in America and how our vote doesn't matter and our voices don't matter. Well, here is a great example of having your voice matter, and it really does. And all you have to do is actually participate and pay attention to what's going on around you. So,
and now we'll continue with the interview with Baldwin County Planning Director Matthew Brown.
Absolutely.
So 8 and 37 are in the Fairhope area. Fairhope is especially unique in that it's one of the fastest growing areas in the state, and yet a large portion of the area surrounding Fairhope are unzoned. It's been something that's been requested in the past, but it has been always defeated in the past as well. It's been many years since it's been attempted, and now Miss Gable and Miss Clarice Hall Black are two citizens, one for District 8, which is kind of the south part of Fairhope, out again in the unincorporated areas of the county. And then District 37, which is kind of to the east and north of Fairhope. And they both petitioned the county. Then they went out and knocked doors and talked to friends and neighbors and collected 10 signatures for 10% of those registered voters. And then the probate judge, just by state statute controls this whole process. Now those elections have been scheduled for February 15th. And then we also have one going on in the Seminole area as well.
Okay. Now, you recently held a citizen meeting or a community meeting about this. Tell us a little bit about that and how folks can actually still go watch it if they want.
Sure, absolutely. Now, kind of a point of clarification here, because we get this question a lot. They'll say, we hear the county's holding a town hall. Well, because this is not a county-led process, we only attend town halls if we're invited, because we remain neutral through the process and we allow the citizens to advocate for or against these referendums. So in this case, for District 37, the one being kind of advocated by Miss Elizabeth Gable, she scheduled a town hall for her friends and neighbors and just anybody who wanted to come. And that was at Grace Fellowship Church in Fairhope. And she invited us to come and answer questions. So
okay. We
came to that. And we also are attending as guests to a town hall in Seminole this evening.
Okay. And that's tonight. Okay.
That's right.
All right. So the referendum is on Tuesday, February 15th, and you have different polling places for each polling, for each district, and I suppose residents that were affected by this vote get notification in the mail? as well?
That's right. The county did send a notice, again, required by statute, to every registered voter residing in these proposed planning and zoning districts. So to vote in one of these, you must be a registered voter residing in the district. And if you are, then you can come to the poll and you can vote on February 15th, whether you're in favor or opposed to bringing zoning into your area.
I've had a couple of people say, well, I don't know what district I'm in. How do I find out?
Great question. So the best way to do this would be to go to the Baldwin County website, and you can click on departments and click the planning and zoning department. For these three referendums specifically, there's a blue button on the top of the page that says upcoming zoning elections.
Okay.
And you can click that and you can see a map of these three upcoming elections. Now, we also have a separate maps page that shows all the different zoning districts in the county if you're curious whether or not you may be zoned or unzoned. I will note that we have these three pending right now. We just, in the past several weeks, received a complete petition for another district, kind of in the southwest of the Foley area, again, unincorporated part of Baldwin County, where those citizens are also petitioning for zoning.
Okay. I clicked on the link from Facebook, where your department announced the referendum. I've shared that, and I clicked on a link, baldwincountyal.gov, that took me to this information of planning and zoning. So we can just zoom in on the maps that are posted and see where we live.
That's right. And
okay.
I think further down on the page, there's also an individual map for each district as well.
Okay. There's a sample ballot and a great list of questions. Perhaps I should read them and ask them to you. What is the purpose of zoning?
You know, this is the million-dollar question. And you might say, well, why are these districts even coming up right now? It's been actually quite a few years. We had a District 19 last year, District 11 also last year as well. But before that had been quite a few years without much citizen petitions for new zoning districts. And I think the reason why is we're seeing all this growth, and citizens are concerned about the compatibility of these large-scale developments coming into areas where they live and areas where they've called home sometimes for generations. And they want to make sure they have a voice in determining whether or not something that's proposed actually makes sense in their neighborhood. You know, I think as our Planning Commission members. So the Planning Commission is the one who hears zoning and subdivision cases initially, and they'll tell you time and time again that it is one of the hardest things for them to do is to sit up there and hear citizens plead with them to not allow a development to come into an area, but it's unzoned. And so there's very little they can do other than making sure they meet some basic thresholds for stormwater traffic and things of that nature. But they don't get to check the compatibility. And the zoning rules allow citizens to have a voice in terms of what is compatible in their community.
I think the biggest fear or misconception is, I don't want to be zoned because nobody can tell me what to do with my property. And how do you respond to that?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, and we certainly understand that mindset. One of the great things about zoning in Baldwin County is that when a new district is formed, there's an advisory committee of five registered voters from that community, and they're the ones who get to develop the zoning rules for their area. So they get to decide what those rules are, and they can kind of tweak those rules to match what their community needs are and what their community expectations
are. That's what I thought I understood, and I think that's the caveat, really. Instead of you having a cookie cutter for every district in the county, the residents within that district actually get to help develop what the requirements and restrictions will and won't be.
That's right.
Wow. Here's another question on your page. Will it affect my taxes?
Great question. So your property taxes, the short answer is no, absolutely not. Your property taxes are established based on your current use of the property, regardless of what your zoning designation is. So whether you're in a zoned area or an unzoned area, the revenue commissioner is going to look at the use of your property. The zoning that gets placed on your property will not impact those property taxes at all.
That's good. Okay. And there's so many other questions right here. If there is a pending development application, in the proposed new district. Will voting for zoning stop that project? And is that question specifically for the Lawrence Road apartments?
That question definitely, and certainly when putting it on there, we had that in mind. And the reality is a lot of these zoning districts come from some development coming into an area, and that raises citizen awareness, and suddenly mm-hmm. they seek zoning. If the citizens vote affirmatively to come under the planning and zoning jurisdiction of Baldwin County, immediately there's a 180-day moratorium on larger developments placed in that new zoning area. The exception, or one of the exceptions, is developments for which there is a complete application already submitted to our office. And in the case of the Lawrence Road Apartments, it's a couple jurisdictions involved there, but from the county side, there is a complete application already in our office for that project.
So that would not fall under the moratorium?
That's correct. Now, okay. Of course, there's a lot of things that can happen over the course of time. Sometimes a project doesn't go through to fruition and the application kind of fall, might get denied or something like that. So there are still ways that it may not move forward, but it does have a complete application.
How does it affect a property owner's use of their own property as far as, well, I was going to build this, but now that we're zoned, I can't? Or do they go check now to see what's allowed? How will that work if this passes?
Sure. So most of the zoning rules are what you would just expect. And, I like to think of it as almost like golden rule zoning. You think, what would I not want my neighbor to do to me or do on their property next door? And as long as you don't do the same things, most likely you're going to always comply with the zoning requirements. And it's funny, a lot of folks can live in a zoned area and not even realize it. Had a situation with a recent district where someone called in and was they didn't want zoning, and I said, well, let me get your address and everything. They were interested in serving on the advisory committee at this point in the stage, and it turns out this individual actually resided just on the south side of the road and had been in a zoned district for almost 20 years.
But had no idea.
And that's because especially if you live in a residential home, the way zoning is going to impact you is if you want to put up maybe a shed or something, you're going to need to make sure that's 5 foot from the property line, which is makes sense anyways for most people to have a little bit of area to maintenance between your property mm-hmm. line and this shed. You're going to need to make sure that it's in your backyard and not your front yard. Again, common sense in most situations.
Okay. What other questions on this your guide do you think that we should be addressed, or what are you hearing a lot from the citizens out there?
Well, one thing I think would be interesting to comment on is we'll call it a new, not necessarily effort, but investigation on our part, because we're hearing from more and more citizens in the county that they're interested in zoning or an opportunity to have some type of say in how their community develops. But the zoning ordinance that's in place for most districts, that's kind of usually the starting point when developing a new one, feels a little overwhelming. And is there a way to create some type of trimmed down version of, we'll call it rural zoning right now, that again allows these rural communities to preserve their quality of life, their sense of place, to have that voice in development, without it feeling so overwhelming in terms of maybe an extreme set of rules. I shouldn't use the word extreme set of rules, but rules that would be more suited for that rural lifestyle and quality of life.
And what do you tell them? I mean,
well, so I've been working with the team, and we've kind of taken a first stab at what we're calling like a zoning light a trimmed down zoning.
That was coming in my head, but I didn't want to be, insulting. But it makes sense.
That's right. And at the end of the day, all that, of course, depends. First, the citizens have to go through the citizen-led effort to even bring zoning into an area. Mm-hmm. And then we can work with that advisory committee to see if a zoning light might be an option for their area. And then at the end of the day, the county commission will take the final vote to approve whatever zoning rule book comes into play for an area.
Okay. So if you're just joining us late, we're with Matthew Brown, planning director of Baldwin County, talking about zoning in the county, and specifically what spurred the upcoming referendums and the referendums that are Tuesday, February 15th. And as you mentioned, your website is really the go-to place to learn everything. When I clicked on it, there was a whole list of questions, anything that a citizen might want to know. It seems that your department has it covered. And that is at BaldwinCountyAL.gov, and then look for the planning department.
That's correct.
Or do you, you might even have a special icon for this referendum.
That's right. Okay. And if you go to the county Facebook page as well, we have links there.
And I have shared that as well. So this election is coming up on Tuesday, February 15th. Tell us about the where's and when's, and do we treat it just like any other election?
Absolutely. And what's great about these particular three elections, they're all taking place at a standard polling location. Sometimes we have to come up with a unique polling location because it's maybe the new district doesn't fit with the precinct mm-hmm. location. So District 37 is at Three Circle Church, District 36 is at the Seminole Firehouse, and then District number 8 is at the Mars Hill Church. And it's just like any other election, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The polls are open. You go there, it's going to be one simple question on the ballot, so maybe one of the simplest ballots you'll have ever seen, and it's yes, either yes, you want to come under the planning and zoning jurisdiction of Baldwin County, or no, you do not want to come under the planning and
That's
zoning
it. Okay.
jurisdiction.
It'll take longer to drive there than it will to vote, but
That's
it's
right.
it's an important
Absolutely.
Vote. When do we expect the result, and then how long after the citizen input begins on exactly how to form that zoning?
So the county commission will appoint that advisory committee once we know the results of the election, which we'll know within 24 hours of the date of the election. And then we'll reach out to citizens in the area, and we'll encourage them to reach out to us and say, does anybody want to serve on this advisory committee? And we'll gather those lists of names. We'll call each one and just kind of learn a little bit about their interest in serving. And then we'll pitch that list to the county commission and ask them to appoint five for each of the different new districts that, mm-hmm. that vote to come under zoning. Now, that moratorium that automatically goes into place is 180 days. So our goal is to complete the process within 180 days before that moratorium lapses.
This is the city of Fairhope's moratorium that they enacted on their outside of their city limits, but in their jurisdiction.
So this is completely different. So you have the Fairhope's moratorium, which they have done independently at their own act. Under the zoning law, anytime a district votes to bring in zoning, automatically there's a 180-day moratorium that kicks in just to help with the development of the zoning ordinance so you don't have folks kind of rush in during that time when the zoning is being developed.
Makes sense. Okay. My fingers are crossed because, and I apologize, I don't know the details. I just remember hearing some vagaries about a zoning effort real close to Fairhope, I want to think the Twin Beach Road area, that was then protested. I believe it passed, but residents claimed they weren't given notification. Can you clarify what I'm trying to express and don't recall all the details on?
Well, zoning is naturally controversial. Sometimes there's misunderstandings about the impacts of zoning, and in almost every referendum, there are naturally folks who don't want zoning and are opposing zoning. We did have recent District 19, which successfully passed. It passed with flying colors. And it has, it's in place. It's an active zoning district. We went through the full advisory committee, everything, passed a new ordinance for it. So it is an active district, but there is some ongoing litigation. Of course, I can't comment on that from some folks who oppose the district.
Okay. All right. What else would you like us to know about the planning and zoning department and, in this case, you know, referendum particularly?
Well, what I like to remind everybody is that zoning, I like to start with telling folks what zoning will not do. And one thing that zoning will not do, it's not designed to stop growth. And sometimes that's what folks want. They want something to stop growth. But what it does is it gives you a voice in that growth. We have, when there's going to be, if you get zoning into your area and someone wants to come in and rezone it from, let's say, residential single family one to maybe a residential multifamily that might allow an apartment complex, all the surrounding neighbors will get notice. There'll be a public hearing. There'll be a staff report that analyzes the compatibility of such a change. There'll be a sign posted on the property so that way everybody can see that, and then they can all come and voice that opinion to a planning commission. That's citizens, made up of citizens just like them. And then they can say, here's why this is or is not compatible with our area. And it allows them to have a say instead of there being really no option for them to make that case when a development's coming into the area.
Okay. And then one other, because the county is also doing, like the city is doing, looking at a comprehensive land use plan, you have an online survey in lieu of in-person meetings right now.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you brought that up. The comprehensive plan, we're thinking of it as like a citizen's guide for growth. It does only apply to the zoned areas, but it's important to understand it's a guide. It's just a way to say, hey, here are some of the places where we see there being a lot of growth potential in the future, and areas where there's maybe we should be a little more careful about encouraging growth because there's not the resources there. But there's an online survey to collect input from citizens throughout the county, and we're also going to be holding public meetings in March for this, so stay tuned as we get ready to launch those dates out to everyone.
All right, that, Lodia, as you know, planning
yes.
director
Matthew Brown. Yep, with the county. So really, I felt like he did a great job with Lori, and that was just a great way to wrap up our planning and zoning piece. You know, we really do have an opportunity to actually have our voices heard, and we don't often feel that way. And I have to say, you know, I think it's a shame that the county is growing and that we waited too late to be able to have our voices heard and say what type of development. Unfortunately, it sounds like nothing can really be done about the apartment complexes on Lawrence Road. It is what it is. We waited too late. You know, we didn't pay attention to what was going on around us. If people had been more involved, maybe they could have stopped that. But now it's coming. And we need to step up. We need to either choose to have a say in our future, or are we going to sit back and let other people make a decision for us? So a very important vote is coming up on February 15th. You know, I thought Matthew made a great point. 60% of our county is unzoned. We are the 7th fastest growing county in the United States and the 1st fastest growing county in all of Alabama.
For so long, I think the conception was zoning is bad. Don't tell me what to do with my property. But then this type of situation can develop. So there has to be, or there perhaps a lot of people think there should be, mm-hmm. some limitations and some guidelines set. What I thought was great, I don't think I was aware of, the zoning rules and the specifics will be decided upon by a committee of citizens that live there.
That's
not a cookie cutter approach to every district that the politicians decide.
I think that's a wonderful thing.
Yes,
exactly. And you know, Matthew pointed out Alabama is unique in that, so we have a great opportunity. Let's take advantage of that. Let's take our power back and say how we want our county to develop and grow.
We do have an interview from the young lady that started District 37.
Yes, Clarice Hall Black.
No, the other lady that started the petition for District 37, I believe.
Yes.
It is posted on our website. It was done maybe a couple of months ago now, but she described the process of how she literally, you know, went door to door, neighbor to neighbor, friend to friend with a petition in order to get this process started. She called the county commission and county planning department and said, what do I do?
That's right. Was that Beth Moore Haynes?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. What do I do to
get
Elizabeth Gable. And she found out from the county exactly the steps to take, and she took them. And within no time had more than enough signatures to get this referendum. So
absolutely.
Others listening in unzoned areas of the county could take the initiative and do the same thing.
Absolutely. It's time to step up, and you know, thank goodness these ladies had the strength and audacity to set an example for the rest of the county. So hopefully we can move forward and have our voices heard.
And again, for those joining us late, the referendum is next Tuesday, the 15th, and where are the polling locations?
So the plan for Planning District 8, the polling place is going to be at the Mars Hill Church, and that's located at 17176 South Greeno Road. If you don't know, that is right across from the Point Clear Polo Field. And then for District 37, the polling place is going to be Three Circle Church, which is out on 104. If you have additional questions, there is a great link right on the county's website. It's baldwincountyal.gov, departments, and then planning and zoning. They have all of the questions and answers there, and mm-hmm. you can see the districts and if you are going to be affected by this vote.
Very good. Well, thank you, Elodia.
You're welcome, Lori. Thank you for having me.
Any hint of what may come next week?
Oh, goodness.
Stay tuned to find out.
Stay tuned to find out about that.
Thank you. You've been listening to Food for Thought, brought to you by Fairhope Living Magazine here on WABF. Every Friday at 10:05 till 10:35, except for the first Friday where we have Foodie Friday.
Yes.
We look forward to that as well. Thank you so much, Elodia Arnold. You can read Fairhope Living Magazine at fairhopelivingmagazine.com. This is WABF, now resuming our regular programming.